The world's first sourdough starter is discovered.
By a grumpy old woman, just walking her cat on a leash, when she sees a plot of pond, a puddle, if you will, gurgling in the street.
In this plot of pond, a growing yeastoid, like a flower, like a gelatinous flower, and a interesting odor emanates from the epicenter of the pond.
This beige-ish, murky liquid slash mush opens its mouth and says, "Feed me, Granny."
You want some tasty bread? Then bring me some bodies that are dead.
Okay.
Come on, Granny. Go and shake your fatty. Feed me, Granny.
Tap number. I may be a small sourdough starter, but I can get larger and larger. What makes me taste so good is blood, blood, blood.
Oh, I will go grandiose. I'll turn into a mighty big loaf. You just have to bring me a corpse.
Feed me, Granny. Feed me, Granny.
Shake that fanny, lady, and bring me lots of blood.
It barely counts as murder if you go get your neighbor and feed it into this sourdough starter.
Corpses will be the best thing next slice dead. Yes, put it in my belly, put it and slather it with peanut butter jelly.
Sourdough starter can be a family secret. Family members will kill each other to keep it. You can start a brand new legacy. All you gotta do is feed me, Granny.
What is this land called? What is this? San Francisco. So come on, Granny, pull up your boys and be a Manny Dresco.
A five, six, seven, eight.
Musical Monday, Musical Monday.
What should we put on this bread, ham?
I'd rather put on sourdough Sam.
Musical Monday.
Hello and welcome back to Musical Monday with Caleb Zach and Shade Improv Broadway. You just heard the opening song of the hit musical Sourdough Sam.
Sourdough Sam.
And she's a woman.
She's a woman.
So check your assumptions.
Yes. Same short for
Granny is Sourdough Sam.
Have I told you this before? When I was a kid, I wanted to be named a boy named so bad. I wanted to be named Frank or Tom.
Frank.
Or Tommy. Frankie or Tommy.
I think we should start calling you Frank.
Tommy makes sense. Tommy was cool back then.
But not Frankie?
Frankie's rad. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Frankie's like the coolest
name. I have a great Uncle Frank that I don't remember anything about, and I'm pretty sure he was cool.
Oh my gosh.
There you go.
Frank just screams abuse.
The name Frank.
We apologize to the two Franks that are watching this stream.
All Franks.
If I hear someone with a Frank, I go like this. I'm like, oh.
Unless you're guilty, and then we called it.
No, we called it. Let me be Frank. You're guilty.
You're guilty.
All right. Yeah, so Sourdough Sam, this old elderly lady, discovers a sentient
old
sourdough starter.
Yes.
And you know what? She wants to so badly catch the eye of old Filbert at the old folks' home. She has no way to make a name for herself except with her prize-winning dough in San Francisco.
Yeah,
Filbert. So he invests in a lot of small businesses.
Yeah.
And she's like, man, if I could just get him to invest in some bread.
Yeah.
Maybe. Just maybe.
Yes. And, you know, but here's the thing. Filbert, so she thinks that he's just interested in investing in her small business. But yeah. Filbert actually is secretly in love with her.
Yes.
And he doesn't want to be in, like, big business anymore. Like, he dreams of the small, quiet business life.
Right.
A business with a white picket fence around it. Business with
white picket
plastic
fence around the old folks' home.
Around the old folks' home. Old folks' bed with plastic still on it. Ginormous 10-inch screen TVs. Mm-hmm. And that's the dream that Filbert wants for him and Sourdough Sam, but he's too afraid because he's afraid that without his money, that she won't like him.
Yeah, but he got fired.
Yeah, he sure did. So he's got to handle that now.
Yeah, so in this song, it's both of them separately, mm-hmm. kind of in their own mind's eye, picturing their, like, perfect life and what it would be.
Yes.
And so it's a very sweet yearning song of mm-hmm. just two old people close to death, we assume.
We assume.
We don't know.
Well, statistically.
We do know.
We do know.
And also, they're fake.
Yeah, in
so
this song, we learn how different their dreams are, but how similar their souls are.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's quite sweet.
It is.
In this song, we want to die like in The Notebook. Too far again?
That's beautiful. Nobody never gave me a kiss before. Nobody never walked through my white picket door. I want a lady on the gurney next to me, breathing her last breath together on our gurneys. An ivy in her arm, trickling down. A heavily chaperoned tour around town. A yearly visit from our grandkids. That's the dream, that's the dream. I wanna die like the couple from The Notebook.
A nice old man to trim my ear hairs. A nice old man, his hand on my thigh to show he cares. A nice old man to hold my hand when we go to the farmer's market. Oh, I could never start a relationship like that, I'd be too scared. I learned stop, drop, and roll, never learned to be prepared. A nice old man to glaze and watch the news for 24/7. That would be heaven. I wanna die like a couple from The Notebook. I wanna die like a couple from The Notebook.
I wanna be who every day forgets to charge my hearing aid. And so I'll lean over and say, what did you say?
Someone to take my tinctures out. Someone where I can scream and shout. They still can't hear, and yet I'm still here.
Someone to build a home. Someone to ask, is this a blackhead or is it melanoma?
Famous grandkids going viral on TikTok. I wanna
wish old lady would stop and take a look at an unemployed octogenarian.
He looks like he works 9 to 5. Life's been hard on him, but he isn't dying yet. I see a sparkle in his eye, and he takes his meds in one swallow. Man, what a guy. I wanna die like a couple from the Notebook. I wanna die like a couple from the Notebook.
Suddenly Sourdough Sam, suddenly Sourdough Sam, it's all I'm thinking of. Suddenly Sourdough Sam. That's her name, right? The beautiful lady who walks from the bread factory every day.
Yeah.
I imagine our lives getting out of this old folks home off of Skid Row. Our own little place, a private hospice, where they feed us morphine every day as we drift off into the inky blackness of the void together.
I wanna live like the couple in the Notebook. Before I die like the couple in the Notebook.
I wanna lift her up with her legs wrapped around my chest in the rain.
I wanna lie down like the couple in the Notebook.
I wanna write a year's worth of letters and that they never get to her.
Let's live before we die.
Let's live before we die.
Like the couple from the Notebook.
What do you want? What do you want? That's what they want. They want to live and then die like Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling from
Honestly. Yeah. Yeah.
They want to get off Skid Row. Like Audrey Little Shepherd Horse.
Yes. So many IPs clashing together. And you know, at the end.
You know.
You know the end. We've been
They get together, but of course the sourdough starter is hungry.
Yeah. And the sourdough starter has honestly gotten quite attached to Sourdough Sam.
Yeah.
Literally.
And so yeah.
It's a literal yeast infection.
Oh, God.
Coming from her back.
Jeez. Man.
I know. A bold choice.
It's
I thought
bold,
so too.
But it is normal. Lots of women get that.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Less of them are sourdough related, but it happens,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So they're at the old folks' home. They go down to there's this nice walk by the river. And she's like, "Hey, can you put some lotion on the top of my back?"
Yeah. A normal request for a date.
Yeah, and then is revealed the little beastie.
And little sourdough beastie is jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Jealous.
He's jealous. That's from
We don't have to say.
Okay.
It's from Sourdough Sam.
So, I think it's between. It's kind of a breakup song between Sourdough Starter and Sammy. Mm-hmm.
And the reunion and a break in song.
Yeah.
With the sourdough and the old man. He's gonna eat him, and you're gonna be a part of him.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So Sourdough Sam is like, "Hey, I'm sorry, I know we're tight, but I kind of have this other thing going."
Oh, she's breaking up with the sourdough.
She's breaking
up
with the sourdough, but then the sourdough is so hungry and also so jealous. She's like, "I can think of two ways I can get back to Sourdough Sam right now." And they both happen.
Yes.
Right?
He eats
We won't say what he eats. We'll see.
What's
the
guy's name? And also, who played him?
His name's Filbert.
Filbert.
Yes.
And
Randy Newman played him.
Right. And is Randy Newman played by
a tall, dark, handsome man.
So
and Sourdough Sam is a woman,
right?
And always played by a woman,
of course.
Yes,
indeed.
You got it. The whole time.
And then there's also the sourdough, which is outside of dimension and gender in every way.
Yes,
yes.
So
yes.
We hear a lot of versions of sourdough.
In this song, I'm breaking bread with you. Sourdough, what's going on? What's that thing growing from your shoulder blades? That's right, you sourdough Sam, the old lady who I've fallen in love with, and I'm Filbert.
Okay.
You kidding now?
It's nothing, it's just a growth.
Why is it smiling at me with big, sharp, crusty teeth?
It's a delicious growth. A sourdough starter growth.
So you're with this guy?
That's right. She's with me.
She's with me. Sometimes we speak in two different voices.
That's right.
Gee,
she's
me.
And it's time to feed on Filbert, see?
Yeah.
We want to eat you. You look so greasy.
I'm scared, Sourdough Sam. It's looking at me with hungry sourdough eyes and singing with two mouths.
Oh, yeah. It's time to break bread. But first we break bones inside your head. Break bread. It's time to break bread. But first we break bones inside your head.
Oh, Sourdough Sam, I'm trembling with fright. I just wanted to come over at night and give you a little smooch on the forehead before I tucked you into your bed. But I see you're filled with growth, and it's making me so morose, because I don't think we can be together if you're gonna be with this thing that's unleavened.
Don't leave me. We'll be together soon. You can be the small, I'll be the big spoon. Please, Filbert, don't leave. It just needs a tiny feed. Let it suck on your pinky finger. I promise the starter won't linger. It's sourdough and it tastes good. It's worth it, I promise.
Butter up this boy. We're going skipping past appetizers. Butter up this boy. He's gonna be just iced, oh. Yum, yum, little man in the trench coat. Oh, you're bigger, fatter than I ever hoped. Why don't you hop into this oven? All this big yeasty boy's about to get some lovin'. Yum, yum.
Time to feast on the
yum,
yeast.
Yum, yum.
Time to feast on the yeast.
Yum, yum. Time
Jesus
to feast on the
yeast.
Yum, yum.
Sourdough Sam, you gotta break yourself from this crazy symbiote. It is growing out of your spine. It can't survive without you, I don't think.
Quick, Filbert, you've gotta eat it. It's the one thing we needed. If you want to be together, like in the notebook, then you've got to open your mouth and open good.
Oh, what a pickle this isn't neato. Because last week I just decided to go keto. What do I do? Do I betray my diet? Or do I just stand here and simply die?
If you don't open your mouth for this grain, I'm sorry, but the both of us will go inside. It's hunger. It's insatiable. Please eat it like you're at the dinner table.
A joy. Belch. Oh, I'm so full. I don't think I can eat anymore. And we all know that starter yeast can live forevermore from a single spore.
I'm sorry, but the sourdough starter, it'll have to live in you forever. It'll be just the three of us. And sourdough starter is delicious.
A dinner party with three. Why, that won't be so bad. Maybe we could be friends with the starter and think of all the joy we'll have.
And we'll never starve again, because we have our sourdough starter friend. So when we're hungry for a snack, we just take the sourdough from your bag.
That's right! We can be friends.
And break bread.
happy ending.
Yeah, it's happier than the shoot-off that this musical came
from. Yeah, much happier.
Yeah, honestly, you go into that thinking like, oh, this everyone's going to die or something.
Right.
And all three are pretty happy.
The world's
going to
get taken over by this summer to start it.
They do live and die like The Notebook, but with a little extra.
Yes. Yeah, and a little bit sooner than they thought.
They have a lot of infection. Symbiosis going on because they eat the starter bread and the starter bread eats the bacteria in their tummies. And it actually helps them live forever.
Yeah.
So they don't actually get their dream of dying like The Notebook. They actually get to live like The Notebook forever. They're immortal.
Mm-hmm. It's a cool science lesson.
It's a cool science lesson.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Well, that about wraps it up.
And boy, oh boy, we wish we could break bread with you. Wouldn't it be so cool if we didn't just sang songs with you, but we ate a meal around the table. We said, Charlotte, how's Robbie treating you? Hey, Missy down the table, you getting to grad school yet? You need a little help? My old grandma Shay is going to give you a scholarship. Wouldn't that be sweet? But alas, we can't. We can only feast on the bread of words and sip from the gravy of melody and sniff the sweet aroma of a home-cooked meal.
Take a big sip of that gravy melody.
Here at...